Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, there's news that there's doubt about which of Scotland's 8 veterinary disease surveillance centres should stay under a new rationalisation programme. It's prompted reaction from the SAC about the mechanics of just exactly how a reduction in vet centres would work in practice. Speaking for NFU Scotland, Nigel Miller said that great care was needed to ensure that Scotland's fantastic record on animal health issues was maintained, but he expressed concern about losing experienced staff. And Thurso vet Frank Stephen is concerned that farmers should get value for money out of any new regime. We'll be watching with interest here on MFR Farming what happens to the vet centres at Inverness and Thurso. And already we've had emails from farmers worried about cover in such a widely spread region. Also in the news today is a topic highlighted at the various health and safety awareness days which took place in our area this week, and that is trailer braking. Now, although trailer brakes are covered by other government agencies, it's the HSE that end up picking up the pieces of accidents, whether that's on farm or on roads. Anne Poyner, speaking for HSE, urged farmers and contractors to make sure that trailer braking is up to scratch, particularly after the wet and muddy summer that we've had. But for today, it's back to bales of straw. And John Scott from Fern Farm was telling us yesterday why farmers make and use so many different types and sizes of bales. But what happens to those bales that stay out in the fields at this time of year?
The farmer's plan then will be to go and gather them when the ground is frosty later on in the winter, or whether it's, or if it's just dry, they'll nip out and get bales for bedding cattle or feeding cattle as they need them.
I see. So it really depends on your own farming system as to what kind of shape and size of bale you're going to make.
It depends on your farming system and where you're selling your straw to if you have excess.
And what about all those stacks of big square bales that we see around the carrot fields?
Yeah, they need a lot of straw and to put a mat on.
This is to stop the frost getting onto the carrots in the winter.
That's correct. And that's why they use the wheat bales, because wheat is probably the cheapest. It's the most efficient for the carrot job. So that's why they use the big square bales for them. It's just horses for courses.
So there you go. Next time you see straw bales out in fields, remember, they're a vital part of any farming system, whether it's to keep cattle fed or warm and dry, or even to stop your carrots freezing in the winter. But that's it from me for today. I'll leave you with that and be back tomorrow 6:14, 12:40 as usual with more MFR Farming.